Pretty much everyone wants a better life, or whatever that happens to mean. But for many, there's something missing, something they neglect, which stops them from living that life. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So, are you living your best life? Are you where God means you to be, filled with joy and contentment, even when you hit those bumps on the road? Or in honest moment, do you have to admit that your life is falling short? And if you truly want to lay hold of that life, how much do you want it? I mean, seriously, how much do you yearn to live your life to the max, to live the abundant life that Jesus came to give you, producing much fruit from your efforts? The reason I'm asking you to consider these questions, and I get it that they can be a tad probing, a tad uncomfortable, is that if you feel that your life's not all that it could or should be, if you really, really want to live that life that God has for you, then here's the thing that you may well be missing. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Do not lag in zeal, be ardent in spirit, serve the Lord. Some people lag in zeal. The original Greek word actually means slothful, which is the exact opposite of zeal, which means speed, eagerness, and diligence. To put it bluntly, some people want that better life. They want to serve the Lord, but they just don't want it enough. Do you know anyone like that? Be eager, be ardent, be passionate, get going. God's waiting for you with a life that goes way beyond anything that you can imagine. That's His word, fresh for you today. That's great stuff. But the difficult people in our lives can take the wind out of our sails, amen? Which is why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. This is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.